Let's get a running start this afternoon. I'm a couple of minutes late getting in, and so we've got, 27 minutes or so for the AM audience, and so let's go ahead and redeem the time. We're glad to have you with us. We appreciate the mercy of the Lord. And if you want to watch Prayer Time as well as listen to it, you can check us out on Facebook Live, Anchor Broadcasting Facebook Live. It's called Visual Radio. Somebody said, well, what's that? It's when you can look in and see the announcers. Okay, that's Visual Radio. And so you're welcome to do that, Facebook Live on right now, Anchor Broadcasting. All right, the 12th day of the month of January, and we appreciate you being on board. Very quickly, let's take, and by the way, we're taking questions today at 577-1296. We spent our time yesterday dealing with questions, and we will today as much as we need to, okay? As much as we need to. All right, I've got a lot of people that have a great deal of anxiety right now, and I just want to try to, as much as was within me, I think information is power, and so I want to give you as much information as I have and as much information as you need, okay? So 577-1296 is the text line. If you don't text or if you're driving, Caroline has the phone line, and the telephone number is 884-9427, and you just tell her what your question is, and she'll write it down and give it to me, okay? She actually will text it to me. That's how we enter office communication, is texting onto the iPad here. And I think we figured it out what's wrong with it. The main phone that 577-1296 is on is an old iPhone 6, and some of the updates have messed with its mind, and so that's why it continues to drop the Android calls. And right now, and I say that, somebody text me with Android, and let's make sure that what I just said was true. 4412, are you Android or iPhone? Tell me that. He just said, God bless Israel, Pastor Barton, and Anchor Broadcasting. So let's just double check and make sure it's working, because the ones that I see, Grace, Caroline, and the video trailer are all iPhones. So he is Android, and if I remember, okay? All right, well, thank you. And so, here's the funny part. It did not pop up onto the iPad again. So there we are. I shouldn't have said anything, should I? And 1817, I see you. And sometimes, if we've got your name in there, then I no longer see your number. So I see your name, and I try not to use names on the radio. But if I don't have your name in there, then I see your, 8898. No, it's not doing it. It's not doing it. It's not coming through there. Again, Daniel, and I don't know. I was pretty sure we had it straightened out, and we don't. Well, here's the good point. I got the phone as a backup, so it's a whole lot easier for me to see the iPad. But if you can't see the iPad, I can see the telephone, okay? So there you go. And I know Karen's an Android. And no, she did not pop up. So only my iMessages are coming up over there, even though I've got it mirrored, and it's not supposed to do that. So we'll try to figure it out again. So let me say to everybody, thank you, 8898, 4762, 1817, 7543, and Karen. Thank you all. Appreciate that very, very much. All right, we've got slow down in the downtown Asheville 240, and it looks like it's just on the westbound side. Nothing unusual, but that is the case. Parkway is closed all the way through. And let me say that again, Parkway's closed. So, yeah, Parkway's closed. Yeah, it is. It's closed all the way through. So Parkway, you can't use Parkway to commute today. If you look at the 26, everybody's good. Secondaries are fine. Really nothing to talk about in traffic today other than that downtown thing in Asheville. And so that's not unusual. If we go to South Carolina, it is I-85, the normal stretch. Yep, the normal stretch down there by just between the airport and Pelham. And then there's a wreck over on 101 north. And so there's a wreck there between Reedville and the interstate. And again, don't know anything other than it's just about completely stopped is what we're seeing. All right. Well, nothing on the radar screen, but we do have temperatures popping up. Not too bad. 44 degrees, some snow melt today. Still a lot of snow. A lot of people don't realize how much snow that there was at the 3,000-foot level. A lot of snow, a lot more than in the valleys, that's for sure. They didn't have any rain. It was all snow. And so places like our FM transmitter site, oh, you're going to have four-wheel drive, if that. I mean, it takes a tough four-wheel drive to get in and out of there today. And it's just going to have to melt because everybody got on it and got it packed down. And we can't scrape it. It's just solid ice, so there's really nothing we can do for it. They scraped up on Jeter is the reason that they got it opened up when they did. But if they had got it packed down good and hard, nothing you could do for that, you know. So anyway, it is cooling. And to the north of us, it's in the mountains, it's in the 30s already. And the weatherman says that we're 26 tonight. And thankfully, they were wrong last night. And I never did because, see, I had already looked, the forecast down. I knew exactly what I was going to do and what I was going to say. And then all of a sudden, here's this 29 showing up. And I, what? And I even refreshed it, and it said 29. So I don't know what happened with that. It only got down to 32 exactly. And at observation, it was 34. And we had 0.14 inches of rain since 8 o'clock yesterday morning till 8 o'clock this morning. Thankfully, now places like Barrawalla froze overnight. Other places like that froze up above the line, you know, the freeze line. But again, it wasn't too awfully bad. Okay, and so anyway, all right. AM 720 today is being sponsored by Patrick and Elsie Kiever in loving memory of Beth Norton, who went to be with the Lord on this date. We appreciate the Kievers. Patrick, thank you. And did I say Elsie? Elise. That's what I get for looking at it wrong. Yeah. And thank you today. Also, the network is being sponsored by the Wolf Creek Baptist Church in memory of all their faithful church members. Each of them holds a special place in their heart, and they miss them, and they honor their memories. And so, all the folks that's gone on before. And speaking of that, we got word late yesterday that Brother Don Pitt of the Pitt family is home with the Lord. He is the father-in-law of Brother Brian McBride, and we are thankful. He got to spend time with all the girls yesterday morning, and so we're grateful for that. Got to be on FaceTime with Brian and Bethany, and then the Lord took him yesterday afternoon. And so we're grateful he's with the Lord, but we're going to miss him. I'm going to tell you, we're going to miss him. Been knowing the Pitt family about 40 years, thereabouts, about 40 years. And and Miss Pat's not doing well either. And I'm not sure what she's going to do now. They were living in a kind of a senior's apartment complex, and I just don't know if she's going to be able to manage without him now. I just don't know if she can or not. And so that's a conversation that's still ongoing. And Brother Pitt's funeral is this coming Friday morning, and it's up in Michigan, and it is going to be streamed, but I don't know a whole lot beyond that other than it's going to be streamed. Let me see if I could tell you the name of the church. If you wanted to watch the funeral, you might could pick it up. It is going to be at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Holland, Michigan. Holland, Michigan. Lighthouse Baptist Church, Holland, Michigan. Okay? Holland, Michigan. All right. And right, okay. And then I'm getting some reports that others did get down to freezing. Zirconia 31, ice on the car. Yeah. So it just depends. Depends on where you were. We were right at that freeze line. But thankfully, in the valley here at least, there wasn't a lot of ice on the road. And so that's a good thing, and we're grateful for that. All right, 577-1296, and we are glad to take questions from you this afternoon, and we appreciate you being here. Okay, so we've got some, Ron is telling me about sinking, and I'll get you to read that, because maybe you can help see if we can sync those things back up. And that's what we're doing. We sync the iPad with the iPhone, because the phone is so small to try to read all the text messages. And if you know anything about iPads, they only pick up iMessages. But there's a way of duplicating everything, and then you can get everything, because we've been doing it for years. But there's also another program you can run, but I don't like that program. Verizon has a program, but I don't like the program. I like the syncing it. So anyway, it's a matter of my preference. Okay. 5371. What's the anxiety about? Well, I probably need to get some others on to tell you about it. There has been a national, and I do mean that. Matter of fact, it's not just national; it's international. There's an international information that is rolling. And the crux of the information is that, and again, there's a whole lot more to it than this, so I don't want to oversimplify it, but that the election is not cut and dried, that the President of the United States is going to declare martial law and going to lock down the country, and the people that have perpetrated the hoax are going to be prosecuted and going to be apprehended, and people are going to jail right and left. And yes, there's going to be martial law, and yes, the Constitution is going to be suspended, but it's going to be okay. You say, well, that's a pretty big deal, preacher. That's why there's so many people that are upset. You know, that's why there's so many people that are anxious. We spent yesterday talking about, you know, everybody's been trying to ask me, and here's why. Well, a couple reasons, because number one, it involved the FCC. Well, we're a part of the FCC, obviously, and we have an FCC license. And I'll just briefly touch these. Yesterday, it came out over the weekend that the FCC had said that had sent out this thing because of the Capitol riots, that warning all radio stations they could forfeit their license if they did not air the president in a special emergency message to the United States. And that's true. But the president of the United States, current president, that's not the one who did that. That was George W. Bush It was George W. Bush who come up with the idea to talk to the United States as a whole, where he could push a button and talk to everybody in the country during 9/11, because that technology did not exist, okay? So it had to go through a whole stream of things. Well, it actually was funded under the Obama administration. And under the Obama's FCC is where the money came from, okay? So that's who funded the thing. So you can't say the president has done this, because he didn't. The first one that was ever done was done when Christy Johnson was having her surgery. When she was having her surgery a year ago in October, so it was in October the in 2019, because I was over at Mission Hospital and the phones went to going off. And I wanted to make sure that we went off, make sure we did our test, because it's $10,000 fine if you didn't. And the phones started to go off, and then they went off in shifts. And I would ask people, well, who do you have? And they'd go, well, I've got Verizon. I said, well, I've got Verizon, and mine went off way before yours did. What's the deal? And we never did understand why that across that hospital, those phones went off for 30 minutes, and it was called a presidential test. Again, that's an Obama administration thing. Yeah, I mean, could the president push the button and talk to everybody? He could. But the notice that we got is a standard notice. We get them all the time. And I say this, it did come out on Thursday the 7th following the attacks, you know, or the Capitol riot. But if you know anything about the FCC, there's no way they put out a 5-page document the next morning. They don't work that fast. I mean, they might put out, they might put one out in 5 days, but there's no way they're going to put one out in five, you know. That's just not possible, okay? They just don't work like that. Okay, so that's issue number one. Okay, and by the way, anybody that wants to see it, go to the website, FCC website. It's there. It's public record. The second thing was, so well, they've called out the National Guard. It is true. Virginia, Delaware, and Maryland all called out the National Guard and the District of Columbia's National Guard. But it was over the riots and securing, and they have been extended. There have been called up beyond the inauguration. So they're called up, and there's a state of emergency in Washington, D.C., extends, and that all come from last Wednesday. That extends through the 22nd, 24th. Okay, it's the weekend after the inauguration. So it's true, but it's not true. The third thing was the president has done a proclamation or an executive order. They're going to declare martial law with an executive order. Again, something that you can pick up. You can get it on the internet. They're about tampering with the election. Yes, it's true that there was one, but it is. Did we ever determine what number it was? I don't know what the number of it is. But bottom line, here's the bottom line. It was dated the 12th of September in the year 2018. So the executive order that everybody's talking about the president did over the weekend, he didn't do it over the weekend. He did it 2 years ago. And the time factors for foreign meddling into American elections has expired, or at least from the way it was laid out on here, at least most of them have. Okay. The other thing was, he didn't do a thing this weekend. He didn't do an executive order. Yes, he did. Congratulating the Capitol Police for beating off the people who broke into the Capitol. He did. I'm just saying. Somebody said, well, they let him in. And that officer has been suspended. Another officer who posed for a selfie has been suspended. And a third person is in jail. And we're not sure who that is, but a third person is in jail. So did all of the Capitol Police respond correctly? I don't think so. But they're getting in trouble for it. Okay? This is, you have taken, better words have not been spoken. Okay, so I'm going to read what a listener said. Don't fall for the internet scuttle. All disinformation and psyops. Stay steady and focused on what you need to do. Steel yourself, spelled S-T-E-E-L, yourself for what's coming. And that was almost exactly what I wanted to say today. Okay. Do I think there's some stuff coming down the pike? Well, we have just elected a socialist majority in the House, in the Senate, and the biggest socialist in the Senate is now the vice president. Okay. And they all this takes place, the House and Senate's already there. And the president will be inaugurated the 20th, and the vice president. So we are, in South America, in Bolivia, it was called MAS. And in Spanish, it basically translated a move toward socialism. That's what it meant, MAS. This is what this is. This is a move toward socialism. Are there things that are coming? Yeah, but listen to me. I don't think you have to fear. Okay, under the outgoing administration, I guess is what I'm trying to say. There's enough things to fear that are real to go chasing after things that are not real. Now, as I've said before, it may be that everything that's been said takes place before daylight in the morning. It could happen. But people are turning to me to say, well, what about this and what about that and what about that? And I'm trying to give them facts. But people don't want the facts. They want to say, but I heard so-and-so. Okay? So if you want the executive number of what the president did, it's, and which one? Is this for the 2018? It's Executive Order 13848, 13848, and you can read it, see what it says for yourself. I talked to an official yesterday in law enforcement, high up in law enforcement, and I said, has there been anything sent out by the FBI or Homeland Security about a civil war or about a great military takeover? And he said, no. And he said, if there had been, I probably couldn't tell you. But the fact that there hasn't been, I can tell you straight up. No, preacher, there hasn't been. There hasn't been. Now, has there now since yesterday, I talked about it, that the FBI has reason to believe that there are going to be armed protests in all 50 state capitals? I'm sure that's right. But you need to remember, my grandson and I figured this up this morning. Estimates are there were 10,000 people on the Washington Mall. Estimates are now there were 150 that got into the Capitol building. So 1.5% of the people there. Now, some of the people got caught up in it and just went in because the doors were open. But nevertheless, they trespassed. Okay, they trespassed. So here's bottom line. 98.5% of the people in Washington last Wednesday did not enter the Capitol, did not tear up, and did not destroy anything. 98.5%. It's kind of like the people standing outside the burning police precinct and the reporters saying, well, tonight's been mostly peaceful protest. And a police station on fire behind them. They did it every night, and you know they did. Now, listen to me. I am not condoning what happened at the Capitol. I've already told you, if I was there, I'd have been on the other side. I'd have been there trying to keep them out. I'd have been on the side of law enforcement. If it's wrong for us to tear up, for the left to burn and loot and do all what they did, it's wrong for anybody to do it, okay? You understand that? I think you understand that. Okay, I'm just saying, we're in a situation. We're in a very dire situation. But the dire situation lies out in the next 4 years, probably not in the next 48 hours. I may be wrong, but I've yet to find anything that I can put my finger on. I've had somebody ask, if they can regulate who can and cannot operate the internet, can they regulate what stations can or cannot operate and what can and not be said? Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Somebody said, I disagree with calling it a riot. Said I call it a mischaracterization. I would say I agree. Yeah, I would agree. There was a riotous element, but it was about 1.5%. About 1.5% that did that. Okay? About 1.5%. About 98%. By the way, the fact that the pipe bombs were found at the Democrat National Committee headquarters and the Republicans National Committee, the fact that they put pipe bombs at both things tells us that it probably was not a Trump supporter that bombed the Republican headquarters. But who knows? I mean, they've got a picture. They're trying to identify somebody, but who knows? Who knows? So, bottom line, can the government tell us what to say here? Absolutely they can. And right now they have, the fairness doctrine has been, under the conservatives, the fairness doctrine was done away with, but is it possible it's going to be reinstated? Absolutely will. Yeah. And somebody else said, hear what I'm trying to say to everybody. America's in a bad state, but it's not because Donald Trump's trying to start a war within the country. And I'm not taking up for anything he said or did. I'll say it this way. If a man was going to start a war, you wouldn't send women and children, would you? Just don't think you would. Just don't think you would if that was the plan. And so insurrection, I think that's a very strong word. antagonizing, encouraging. There's been a whole lot of words used, but insurrection, I don't think so. Don't think so. Not at all. So there are enough people. I mean, you're talking about what, 70-something million to one? What is it, 70? What is it, 75 million for Trump and 80 million for the other? Is that the numbers? 75 and 80, what's the numbers? Point I'm trying to make is that and we looked at the total number, about 25% of America voted for the incoming president. About 25% voted for the incoming president. About 25%. Okay? And by the way, they can cut us off of the internet all they want to. We don't have to have the internet to broadcast. And it's not going to deter me one bit. I won't even change stride because it just happened. But it's not a problem. We will continue to broadcast as long as they let us. And information is essential, but you got to have information that has some credibility, you know, some credibility. And so, you know, if, you know, it's wintertime in the mountains, everybody needs to have some things in stock for the next big storm. That's just everybody needs to do that. That's just something that everybody needs to do. It has nothing to do with politics, has nothing to do. You just need to do that. And the biggest thing you better watch for is COVID lockdowns. Because if things keep boiling like they are right now, we're going to have some more COVID lockdowns. We're going to have some more COVID lockdowns. And you can pretty well count on that. Okay? If things don't calm down from where they are right now. All right. We love you. Thank you so much. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, help us, Lord, to be wise as serpents, harmless as doves. We pray for our country. Would you help us now in Christ's name? Amen and amen.